Chapter 14. Impersonal Life. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Be the same as though God were right here with you. God is your only Father, and you never had another. When we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. And when we are absent from personalities, we are present with the Christ, and we hear with the ear of the Spirit. Until the eye has become single and the ear has become single, we will eternally be fastened on to a material basis, the things we hear of Spirit. This particular thing was what made Jesus the Christ appear in such a distorted light. His continued effort to make a man see that everything he said about himself was also true of the auditor was in most instances turned against him. But today, anyone who claims to be like Jesus meets the same sort of rebuff and scorn. And so we learn to place the seal upon our lips and let joy be full, because I came that your joy might be full. Do you hear? It is your business to see that you get the full measure of joy right here and now. Never mind what anyone else has to say. The Spirit has spoken to you and said, I came that your joy might be full. And if it is not full, it is because you are not minding your own business, but are looking to some outside source for your joy. If you are about your Father's business, you are full of joy and accomplishment, for it cannot be otherwise. The diligent soul will mind its own business. Do not be busy setting other people right, lest you find yourself in the wrong and have much to undo. Isn't it peaceful and quiet in this place of letting others alone? Only when the seal is on your lips and you go within to the me of you and identify yourself with this, can you taste of the glories of the kingdom? Let your moderations be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. Let this take place just like you are going to let your light so shine. It does not say to make your moderations known to all men. They will be known the moment you let them. By identifying ourselves with the power, we become like it and are actually it, because what you are one with, you are. I advocate the kingdom here and now. Glorify yourself in heaven. Take all you want, but be sure to get the best. When you have canceled all your preconceived ideas, then shall you live forever. All that you have to do to have eternal life is to know me. Do you see that which lies before you in the glorious way to heaven through heaven? All heaven, even the way to heaven. And all alone, and yet with the infinite hosts of heaven, I have many things to say to you. Christ in you and Christ in me will make the whole world what it ought to be, and from every undesirable condition set you free. The perfect agreement between you and your soul will release you from the bondage of a divided world, where two powers are constantly warring one against the other. I know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. But still I will not usurp any authority by taking that which is not freely offered. While all that the Father hath is mine, yet the perfect gift, if offered to me, and I do not have to go outside this glorious law to attain mine. The man who does this in a material way becomes what the human thought calls a robber. He may pass a bank and declare that all that the Father hath is his and proceed to appropriate it, but he is operating on a double standard basis. Until the eye becomes single and the ear becomes single, the light that is necessary to appropriate the infinite gifts of Spirit does not come, and the attempt to enter heaven by violence is met with self-imposed resistance. Do you see? Do you understand why the only thing needful is to make this glorious union between the Father and Son, and to assume the body of Jesus Christ, the resurrected body, the whole and perfect body of flesh and bones, which was not subject to any of the human laws which operated over flesh and bones? In God we trust is stamped on most of the American coins. Yet until this becomes true, the individual has his trust in the symbol and not in that which is back of it, and the power is again divided. He experiences all sorts of false laws that operate over the symbol, none of which operate over that which is back of the symbol. Do you see? Do you hear? You are beginning to see something. Saying, I have put my trust in God for my supply, does not mean anything. You do not have to wait if you have. The helpless attitude of the martyr does not acquire any manifestation of the power from God. The prodigal lay in his self-created filth and would still be lying there if he himself had not arisen and gone to his father. He had to recognize that he first had a father before he could rise. So you first have to recognize that you have something in which to put your trust before you can see the symbols of this trust manifest to you. It is wonderful. Recognition of the presence is always accompanied by joy. Come before his presence with joy. Make a glad sound. There is joy in the presence of angels. Enter into thy joy, etc. There is no night there. In the there of this recognition, there is no night of limitation or grief. Nothing that you have missed or left or given up or taken away from you in the human sense can compare with the outpouring that is about to take place by this new recognition. And this time it is to be the materialization of the spirit in such a way that it will be real and tangible. Human intellect is going to find it all so stupid, and so does it find the idea of actually trusting in God for all substance foolish. But it does not find the symbols that come into manifestation that way so stupid. So be still and know that I am God. Take all you want, but be sure you get the best. You cannot expect to have my spirit unless you have my mind, and you cannot expect to maintain my mind unless you have my love. You will so vividly gaze upon this presence by the recognition and the wholeness of your mind that you will reproduce and manifest him in your daily life, not only in your life, but also in your flesh. Christ manifest in the flesh will save you from death. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can you expect to have the spirit or life of this glorious power unless the mind is transformed? Unless you have recognized the presence here and now and assume the glorious gifts of the spirit. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Just as you have already accepted your Lord, your inner Lord, and begun to accept the gifts from him, just so you will continue to enlarge the borders of your tent. You will launch out onto deeper waters. You will learn more and more to be absent from the body and present with the power. A man who seriously drives a car is not nearly as capable as the one who drives automatically, though both of them may be just as present in the material car. To be absent from the body is to be present with something that is higher in its operation than any of the so-called laws of muscle and nerve with their limited capacity. And when you begin to understand this, you will see that the power is greater than the instrument through which it expresses. The truth of my organization is the kingdom of God. Not from an organizational standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. It is the kingdom of God. The pure teaching of the Christ without form or creed leaves one free and untrammeled to hear the inspired word of God anywhere, for anywhere is the kingdom of heaven when you know it. When we are conscious of God's presence, when we are conscious that God is with us at all times and in all places, then the spirit of that consciousness is the source of all supply, and it satisfies every good desire. That is absolute truth. When mankind comes to this point of acceptance of the presence, then the great burden of human laws drop from him. They no longer exist as a reality. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest, is something that can be actually experienced. Yes, I know, some are going to say, that's where the rub comes in. When? That is what we have been trying to do for ever so long. The reason we have failed to do it is because we have tried to do it, instead of just doing it by the process of recognizing the presence here and now. A child can do it, we are told, and presently we find that we can too. And joy of joys, we are actually doing it. And the least thing is not too small, and the greatest thing is not too big for the operation of this glorious revelation. Watch, watch, watch. I said, the least thing is not too small. Do you let the little things slip up on you? Just consign everything to this power. Just cast every little thing over on this power and bear away the great blessing of spirit now. Everything that seems impossible is just the thing to place under his power. The more difficult the human sense says it is, the more wonderful will be the solution. Put the seal on your lips. Be still, do you hear? Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Call on the Christ in everybody. Call on the Christ in anybody who is in trouble, and God will respond. That is your point of contact. Speak abstractly but surely to the Christ in them, as the great love master did to Lazarus. He called the Christ in Lazarus to come forth. If the one you are helping seems to be in the most dangerous and critical condition, call on the Christ in them, and the Christ in that individual will respond. The old idea of treating a sick man or a dying man or a poor man is set aside by the way the Master gave to us. Call upon me, and I will deliver you. Addressing the Christ is not an effort to heal the sick man, so much as it is a pure recognition of the perfect manifestation that is there all the time. Calling on this perfect manifestation in perfect confidence assures results. We look through the surface reflection to see the bottom of the pool, and we look past the surface beliefs to see the reality of being. Are you afraid to call upon me in the day of trouble? Just what you can ask God for, that God can give to you. There are few people radical enough to believe that. The things that are material are spiritualized, and the things that are spiritual are materialized. And heaven and earth are one, and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord. Are you one of those radical people who are through with all this talk about the truth? Are you fed up with words, affirmations, systems, ways and means? And are you coming to the point of departure which will take you back to the teaching of Jesus Christ without brand, diploma, trademark, or system? With this new and wonderful oneness of soul and body of Jesus Christ, you can open the book anywhere and find the message speaking to you with a new tongue, because your ears have been unstopped and your eye is single to the all good of God. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The great flood of light that is pouring over you, flooding you with healing, with release from 101 little worries and cares, is the oil of joy that is being poured onto your head. You are anointed with this precious oil because you have recognized the presence and you can hear the above words spoken directly to you. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Take the name of Jesus with you. Take this mighty name with you wherever you go. Take the name of your Father with you wherever you go, child of joy, life, health, and love. It will, in joy and comfort, keep you. Take his mighty name with you wherever you go. If you are in any way doubtful, afraid, uncertain, just take this blessed name with you and feel, "Thank you, Father. It is wonderful." And you will see that what I said to you, "Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will help you," is true and everlastingly true and usable. The great releasing power is spoken into manifestation through the name of Jesus Christ, through the nature or presence of Jesus Christ, the materialized Christ, and the spiritualized Jesus state of consciousness in which you are now functioning. You are in another day. You are not in the old day. You are in the day of our Lord. This is no longer a man's day, but it is the day of our Lord. Therefore, no adverse winds of doctrines and ideas and opinions can any longer stand in the presence of God, for God is a consuming fire and has come to purify the world. Man, with his heavy learning and foolish intellect, has had his day. We are now in the Lord's day, and likewise, we are in the year of our Lord. It is wonderful. If this is the year of our Lord, then it is not full of all sorts of unexpected evils and fears. This is the Lord's year, and it is not subject to sun, moon, or stars. The Lord, He is one, and His kingdom shall He not give to another. You are in another day. You are in the year of the Lord. Do you hear? God has been just as operative for the souls of the children of men without a body as with one. He has the way that you know not of. It is wonderful, this impersonal life, this oneness of life. He who seeks to save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life shall find it in the infinite impersonal life of God.